In the gym and in the car, with our advice you could go far. We fuck things up and we make mistakes, and talk about our sexy dates. We host events and go to clubs, but most of all we're still in love. It's getting hard for this to rhyme, just as well cause it's bed hopping time.
Hello and welcome to the Bed Hoppers podcast. My name's Mr. H.
My name's Mrs. H.
This is episode 176, and I reckon we might be a little bit rusty, so please bear with us.
Okay. Why are we rusty?
Well, this is our first time recording in, I don't know, like 6-8 weeks or something? Like
I would
properly.
Say it's about 6 weeks, yeah.
So we were really lucky, actually. Well, let's explain our life situation. I think this will help you understand where we've been and what we've been doing, because there have been episodes that have been coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But we were really, really lucky in that our good friend Secret Stag and Secret Vixen came round to our house and we recorded 3 episodes in one go, right?
Yes.
And I thought, we've been so clever, we're going to drop these in, it's going to take the pressure off, this will last us for like, this will give us a couple of months, this will give us time to sort of drop in the odd episode and explore some stuff, but also have a special from them. And the intention really wasn't to go bang, 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 bang. Well, it might have been with them.
Your intention is always to go bang, 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 bang.
Maybe. But the intention wasn't to drop those episodes all in a row necessarily. They were to hopefully spread them out and ease the, not the pain, but the effort of podcasting over the course of time. Because, you know, you got to come up with content, you got to do some stuff.
Stuff.
But unfortunately, life happened. So we recorded these. And not long after, we said we had some horrific news.
We did.
Unfortunately, and you may have seen this on our Twitter or on our social media, Mrs. H's dad sadly passed away.
He did at the end of January.
Now, this guy was a fucking legend. Let's be fair to him. And he was a lovely man. And I'm going to try and talk about this because I'm guessing that you probably don't want to too much of that, wife.
I'm okay.
You're okay?
I can deal with it.
All right. But he was a wonderful guy and we loved him dearly. He couldn't talk because he'd had a stroke. So we were pretty much his carers for... You know, went over there.
5 years?
5 years, yeah. Went over there several times a week. He had actual carers that showed up on the day as well. So it was between this care team that we were looking after him, and he unfortunately passed away.
Did. Now, bless him.
Bless him. Obviously, that was devastating news for Mrs. H and for myself. But the timing, as ever with your dad, convenience was not his forte, right?
Oh, bless him.
So he actually passed away 2 days before... or 3 days before our social event that we'd sold out.
Yes.
So our Southampton social, 100 people or whatever it was, coming along and going to have a party in this really wonderful venue, getting all dressed up, all really excited. And then this slaps us on the side of the face, really.
Yeah. I mean, there's never a good time for someone to die.
No.
And, you know, my dad's case, bless him, I don't think he really thought about it.
I don't think, you know, I think he wanted to move on to whatever is next.
Shuffle off his mortal coil.
Gone to join the Choir Invisible.
That's the one.
An ex-parrot. So, yeah, that happened just a couple of days before our social. And we were sort of in a bit of a quandary, really. We were kind of like, do we go ahead with it? We don't want to cancel it and let all these people down.
Although people would have understood, I'm sure.
I think they would have understood. But also we had some friends staying with us so that they could go to the thing as well.
Yeah.
And then it all kind of went a bit mad, didn't it? Like life got, because there was this big, like we decided that we'd support the social and we'll go to it, but that we'll take it very easy, that we'll take our foot off the pedal, we'll explain to everyone what the deal is, but we'll still be around and we'll still support them.
Yeah.
But ultimately we won't be like out there going, party, 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 party.
When have I ever been?
Well, you haven't. So... We spoke to some friends and let them know, and you know, everyone was universally awesome. Everyone reached out. All of the people that were coming along understood the situation. The poor people that were staying at our house that were possibly expecting some level of naughtiness and shenanigans, they kind of recognized, being our friends, that it was probably going to be a quieter night if they came back to our house still and if they stayed.
Exactly that.
So that happened. But then also the lovely Kate from Wanderlust Swingers jumped on a plane and came over to help as well.
She did. We have a tremendous support crew all the time, all year round, because we are incredibly fortunate. We've got such wonderful friends. But they really, really pulled out the stops, I think, for this. And the amount of support and love and kind wishes that came our way was, you know, as ever, overwhelming.
People have been fantastic, to
always,
be fair.
Always, yeah.
And people were amazing on the night. They gave you some space. But they checked in with you. They saw that you were okay. Yeah. And you were able to relax a little bit and enjoy the evening.
Yeah.
But obviously, this was weighing really heavily on your mind.
Yeah, it was an unpleasant overshadowing of everything. But at the same time, I kind of thought, what am I going to do if I stay home? I couldn't do anything. I couldn't sort anything out because it was all still very, very recent. And so I thought maybe the best thing is to be surrounded by some lovely, friendly faces on the night.
And I think that really helped.
Yeah, it did.
I think people were very kind, very considerate. And I've never had, it was in a bunch of House of Swingers, we all came back, well, not all of them, but the people staying at ours came back, and I ended up cooking until whatever time in the morning. And it was just like cup of teas, chill out, nice conversation. And it was really, it was a wonderful little evening, and people were so, so incredibly supportive and helpful.
Yeah. Came home, put my pajamas on, had a cup of tea.
The social itself, though, I think that went really, really well.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was lovely to see everyone. Well, you know, lots of people came in and obviously supported us and wanted to be there for us. But at the same time, I think there was a sense of relief that it was still going to go ahead, but just with a little bit of, yeah, baby steps.
Well, only for our perspective, but yeah, I think everyone else was in good spirits and were respectful of your situation and kind of how we were feeling. Mm. So it kind of went, I think, you know, it was a really nice evening, and it was a good means of us of kind of taking a step away from all of the, because, you know, when someone dies, there's a lot of shit to deal with, right?
It's pretty brutal.
It is. So it was, you know, and
sad.
Already that process had started. So we were able to take a step away from that for an evening and the next morning, where we all went out for brunch with lots of people. That was fabulous.
Yeah, it was nice.
And I think that just really sort of came together and really helped us. I really loved that moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to reach out to everyone before we go any further and just say a huge thank you. So if you've supported us, reached out, if you've given us some space, if you've been in touch, if you flew across continents to get to see us, if you, you know, if you've just dropped us a message or whatever, thank you, you know, because you've all been absolutely amazing.
I was very grateful.
The tricky bit with all of this is, of course, you know, as I said, when there is a death in the family, or indeed any death that you're sort of looking after, because Mrs. H is an only child.
I am.
Which makes her more demanding than most, I suppose.
Wow,
yeah,
I was going to say, it just makes me more special.
It does make you more special.
Only made one of me.
But that meant that we've had to deal with this stuff pretty much by ourselves in terms of the actual admin that goes with all of the death. And there's been, it's dragged out for a bit because there was a post-mortem and there's been a funeral and all sorts of things that have been happening. So as a result, you know, rather than dropping those episodes out every other episode or whatever with Secret Stag and Secret Vixen, what we've done is just knocked them straight out and gave ourselves 6 weeks of respite.
We had to. I don't think I had the emotional bandwidth to sit down and really come up with something worthwhile content-wise with you because my head was up elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a blessing, really, that we'd had the opportunity to record the episodes on the bounce when we did. Yay!
What do you wish us, hey?
Yeah, maybe.
So during that time, obviously, we've been able to see some friends and we've been able to catch up with people. We saw the SS Social people.
We did.
Social people. They were lovely. Or at least three of them were. Can't count of other halves, but we met them. They were really good. They're launching some socials or have launched some socials around the South Coast. So that's been really good. Spoke to them. We've got some exciting things coming up as well.
We do.
So by the time this episode goes out, we'll have been to the Swing Hub pajama party.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be cool.
Coming very soon.
I've got my pajamas ready.
I'm just really excited to wear pajamas. Although I feel like my life has just been pajamas for the last sort of 5 or 6 weeks.
Well, the Mr. H care package is pretty much making you tea before you've got home, providing you with pajamas and then bringing you a glass of wine and then providing you with good television throughout the course of the evening.
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, grief is never easy, but you find your own coping mechanisms and ultimately you deal with it how you feel you need to just give yourself some nice things.
Yeah. So,
but I'm getting there. I'm coming at the other side a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Stop reaching for wine every 2 minutes.
Well, you know, every 3 minutes now.
I haven't had wine since...
He had port yesterday.
That's, yeah, okay, fine.
Fortified wine. I mean, it's still one day more than four.
You shake your mouth when you're talking to me.
Oh, thank you, dear. So we've got a few things coming up. So we've got the pajama party.
Yes. But,
and this will have happened by the time we've sent this episode out, unless you're one of our patrons, in which case, thank you for supporting us and you're listening to this early. Well done. We've also got our black and white ball.
We do, which is sold out now. Sold out.
So the club part of the evening is sold out and also the hotel part is sold out.
It's all sold out.
So we're now in the process of running around, getting our room crawl stuff sorted, getting all the bits and bobs that we need for that. Still sorting out some outfits, I think that's fair to say. I have a dress down outfit.
Are you actually going to bother to get into it?
Yeah, my plan is as soon as I've got through the club, I'm going to sort of dress down and wander around in that.
Are you?
Yeah, that's my plan.
All right, okay.
It's it's a little thing that I'm going to wear, which will be fun. Does feel a little bit like beachwear, but that's okay. I can get away with it probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got that on the go. We've got the, what else we got? We've got the SS Social coming up in
May.
May. Mm-hmm. That's on the card. So we've got some really fun stuff. We're planning some trips.
We are trying to plan some trips. I don't think they'll happen until a little bit later in the year, maybe, but we're definitely going to do something.
Yeah, we're definitely going to go on a trip.
We might go to States, maybe.
Which states? The United States.
Yes.
Okay.
Look at me knowing geography, maybe. We're definitely going to get on a plane.
Definitely going to get on a plane at some point or other.
Yes.
So we've got that coming up as well. We're planning some nice things because I think it's really good to and really cathartic to have something good to look forward to and something to get back into the swing of things.
I definitely need some nice things to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. We've also got some people coming around for dinner. We've had some little social catch-ups with people. I think that's really helped sustain us and really sort of just taken us away from the process of just sitting there and feeling salty and sulky about ourselves.
It's my special move.
It pretty much is. So there's been that. But we've also had the chance to catch up on some good TV.
Ooh, yeah. Well, apart from the fact that I rewatched all of Breaking Bad, which is not what we're going to talk about. But
no, that's not what we're talking about. No.
No, but I did. And I quite enjoyed that again. And then we watched El Camino. Again, not related, but important.
So this is what happens when we haven't done anything. You just get a list of things that we have done.
No, but we watched some other stuff.
Ah, some sort of lifestyle-related media.
Yeah.
Right. So one of the things that came to my attention whilst I was listening to the delightful Dan Savage, right?
All right.
Was Couple to Thrapple.
Is this where you heard about
it? This is where I heard about it, right?
I don't know where I heard about it, but it wasn't
me.
It wasn't. It was from somewhere else. I think I might have seen it advertised somewhere. But then you also came to me and said,
I don't know where you'd see an advertisement, though. You don't watch normal television.
No, I think I've seen people talking about it somewhere, maybe on Twitter, wherever it is.
Okay.
Definitely had heard
of it. Of course you have.
Wow.
So this, if you've not heard of it, it's kind of like a Love Island Bachelorette kind of style thing where a number of couples get sent to a marvelously luxurious house
in Bermuda.
Was it Bermuda?
It is Bermuda.
Okay,
I know this because I was fascinated by this glorious retreat that they all got. Oh, how awful for them. Got sent away there for a month. Yeah.
How
tragic.
Terrible for them. Yeah. So they all get shipped out to this place and they wheel a bunch of singles in.
Yes.
And the idea is that they're all going to explore sort of polyamory and being part of a thruple. So they go out and they chat to them and they've got to pick the ones that they want to go back with them and they basically stay with them for a bit. And then they say whether they want to swap them out or keep them.
They have these sort of fabulous ceremonial nights sort of interspersed throughout the series where they say,
ceremonial nights, you don't mean like the knights at the round table.
No, I don't.
You mean like evenings, right?
Evenings, where they like, they have a stay or swap ceremony.
Okay.
And they bring them all back together. But it's like this ridiculous game where they've got all the couples on one side with their relevant thruple people sitting with them.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, it's like the untaken singles who are there like, come on, pick me if you don't want to stay with your thruple partner, then pick me instead.
I choose me.
So it's like this crazy sort of, fine, if you don't want me, then swap me for someone else.
Well, and as you might imagine, there's all the drama, talking behind people's backs. Some couples some thruples go quite well. Some of them seem to crash and burn. And then there's new couples. It's all sorts of bullshitty drama that if you like trashy television where you want to punch everybody that's in it, this is perfect for you. And it's got like a lifestyle-y sort of polyamory yeah. style slant to it. Of course it does, because, you know, we've watched it.
There's a sex counsellor on site.
Yes.
A sexpert.
Well, I'm not entirely sure about this sexpert.
I thought she's called herself.
Well, possibly. However, it was, you know, in terms of a get you talking and get you discussing things that are sort of pertinent to the situation, actually it was an interesting piece of media.
It was definitely entertaining, and I think it would definitely generate some interesting discussions. Even if you end up laughing about how banal it all is, you would still end up sort of, well, you know, what if we were in this situation? And you end up sort of pointing out to each other the bits where it's all going wrong. We're like, we shouldn't be doing it like that. So it's interesting, if nothing else, to reaffirm your own beliefs about what, you know, polyamory and non-monogamy should be, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was definitely an interesting watch, and it's definitely made me think. I was like, well, what would happen if we had a woman come and live with us? I'm assuming it'd be a woman, because you wouldn't want another man in the house, I'm sure.
Well, I can tell you now, Yoko wouldn't like it.
Well, I know. But, well, Yoko would like another man in the house, but she's not so keen on women.
I can't imagine you having anyone else living with us. Well, I just don't know how.
I know what would happen. It would be like, right, off you go. Off you fuck, Mr. H. It's us two now.
Wow.
And it would be like a...
be a slave in the kitchen?
No.
You would.
Like, you wouldn't even remember that I was there.
Wow. I'm hurt. I'm shooketh.
I'd just be like, off now. And all I could hear from the bedroom is just you going, nom, 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 nom.
Oh, my God. I resent this.
You resemble that comment.
I resent this comment. That's not true. For one, you'd be downstairs in the kitchen cooking for me.
Fuck off. I'd just cut the Wi-Fi. You wouldn't even know what was happening.
Why would I need Wi-Fi?
Because how would you watch television?
Why would I be watching television if I've got someone else living with me?
Fucking hell.
This is weird.
You watch television and I live with you.
That's different. I've known you for a long time.
Holy shit.
And we watch television together.
Yeah, but...
But, all right, so if we had someone else come live with us, this is interesting. Would we sit down and just watch TV together?
Yeah. Of course we would.
Okay, maybe.
Well, like, that's what normal people do, right?
Okay. Yes, well, yes,
so,
this is true.
Okay, how many times a week do you have sex?
What, just me?
Yeah.
I don't know. It varies.
But how many, right? So put a number on it.
It can vary from 3 times, maybe, to sometimes more, sometimes less if someone's just died.
Okay. So,
but yes.
So 3 times a week, yeah?
Let's say an average of 3 times a week.
An average of 3 times a week, right? Say there's an uptake because it's somebody new, right?
Okay.
Even for you, an uptake would be 5 times, right? That's like upper echelons of like how many times you actually want to have sex, right?
Fine. So we'll watch some TV on the other night.
Yeah, what are you going to do for the other rest? You know, you're not going to read a book.
No.
No, exactly.
Maybe there'll be a Pokemon brand as well.
But then you're going to be playing games. So yeah.
So anyway, back to your original threat, which you're going to cut the Wi-Fi off.
There we go.
But then that'll just like be pointless for you as well.
Well, I'd left now. At this point, I'm leaving the house forever. I'm going.
From a thruple.
Yeah. Fuck you all.
To a couple.
From thruple to single. This is my new life now.
Oh my God. Right. Fine. Anyway, back to couple to thruple.
Yes. So it was an interesting bit of television. I found all of them pretty much universally
unlikable
and eminently punchable in the face.
100%. Especially the random new couple that they throw into the mix like halfway through the season. And you're like, oh, where are these people come from? And they're there to shake things up and to get all the drama started. And the drama circulates around this new couple who are just awful.
Yeah. So it's as trashy as you might hope. But
I would still say watch it.
You'd still say watch it.
Yeah. It was entertaining.
All right. Would you say it's better or worse than Open House?
Oh. Well, I thought Open House, the second season, was better.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to base it on that. Definitely not on the first season, because I didn't enjoy that.
Okay.
I would say Open House is probably more relatable.
Yeah.
A little, whereas couple to thruple is just nonsensical. It's like utter nonsense.
Okay.
And it doesn't really have any basis in reality, because for one, they're on this ridiculous holiday. everything's easier on holiday, you know, whereas the open house experiment at least is a little closer to reality in some way.
Okay. Is that because it's not so luxurious?
Maybe. Yeah, perhaps.
This isn't a luxurious house. This is just a slightly better than my own house. Exactly. House.
Maybe. But coupled to Thruple was trash TV. And I enjoyed it.
Okay. And you do enjoy a bit of trash television.
I do.
You do.
Mm,
so, okay. Out of five, what would you give it?
See, I thought it was really good. So I'm going to give it a four.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
I'm giving it a two.
Oh my God. A two? It wasn't that bad.
I want to manage some fucking expectations out there. If you're going, I'm like, you're at the gym and you're listening to this or you're in the car and you're going, I'm going to get home and immediately watch this with my wife or my husband.
Watch it. It's entertaining.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's good. There's quite a difference.
Surely anything that's entertaining has a level of enjoyment attached to it. And for that
reason, it's like
this
podcast.
I'm giving it a four.
All right.
Because I would recommend it to people.
We hope you find this podcast entertaining, but we can't claim that it's any fucking good.
Well, no, of course not.
Exactly. It's the same principle. Anyways, the other thing that we watched, we were pleased to find out that Game of Keys, also known as...
Las Luegos de los Lavos.
Oh, my. Season 3 was out, so we sat and watched that. Mm. That really was...
not as good as we hoped.
It was a diminishing return, I think.
Almost definitely.
With half the characters have fucked off.
Yeah, exactly. And the characters you kind of want to see on screen again because you've already followed what they're doing. And all
or because they're particularly
and
hot.
And the random story arc that's in there.
Yeah.
Is kind of gone and you're replaced with these other couples and then just a few of the lesser known ones.
Yeah, it felt very much like they couldn't get the main people back. So they went, you know what, we can get these B characters back. We're going to unceremoniously kill off this other character for no fucking reason whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Probably couldn't recruit them. And then we're just going to go along with the B characters and add some C-list characters into the mix.
Yeah.
So there was, it pretty much feels like the same old story. They play some Game of Keys again. It goes about as well as you might imagine. And the Game of Keys, if you've not seen it, is it's on... I should also mention, actually, that the Coupled to Thruple was on Now TV, I think we found it. But also the Game of Keys is on Amazon Prime,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
So I think all of the seasons are on there now, so you can watch 1 to 3. I think seasons 1 and 2 are probably worth it.
Definitely.
But the thing is, you're hooked then on the characters and you're invested into... not massively, because again, it is a level of trash television.
Of course.
But you're invested, so therefore you're like, there's a third season, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
No, I tell thee, no. Stay away, unless you go in with really low expectations.
I would still watch it again.
You'll just watch fucking anything that's on there.
Wow.
I think that's what's happened.
What I was going to say was, I would still recommend watching season 3 of Game of Keys, because it still followed the loose narrative of the first two seasons, albeit with less interesting characters, and you care less about, you know, the characters than that, because it's just not as good. However, I would still say, yeah, why not watch it?
It's not as sexy as the previous seasons, is it?
It's not. No.
And you're right. Some of the sexy ones have gone.
Yeah. We're really managing expectations.
Yeah, we're really, I mean, I'd say as a, you know, if you're looking to, if you're brand new and you're looking to explore the lifestyle and have some hypothetical things that you might want to talk about, it's probably a better bet than Coupled to Thruple.
Mm.
I would say it's
I would agree.
The first couple of seasons are actually quite useful because lots of stuff happens that we've seen happen in real life.
Yeah.
Not necessarily through a Game of Keys, but through...
but real life disasters happening in non-monogamy.
Exactly that. The third season is very much a... we're going to try and wrap up the show a bit. We're going to try and tie up some loose ends. Some of this probably isn't going to make any sense. And then we're done with it. Then we can sell this as a three package. And there we go. Off we go.
Exactly that. Because we also started watching, was it Couple Next Door? A little while ago.
And that
was awful.
Yeah, that didn't hold me. That was the weird one where it was like supposed to be in Leeds and was filmed in like Copenhagen or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't ever get past that. It felt like it was like I'm supposed to be in the north of England or middle of the country or whatever, but I feel like I'm in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
It was quite a jarring, in the same way, but it's not as jarring as Sex Education. Looks like it has a sort of quasi European 80s feel to it, even though it's clearly not in that set in that time. It has a sort of timelessness to it, but also feels really sort of retro at the same time.
Yeah, it does have
that. That makes it cool. That other show did not.
Yeah, we gave up on them, The Couple Next Door, because it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a nonsense.
It was not my show of choice. It wasn't trashy enough for you, and therefore...
But the only reason, again, that I wanted to sort of check it out, I think, was because it did have this narrative, again, around portraying some kind of non-monogamy in the media.
And hey, you know who does that really well? Us, because we were in USA Today, bitches. That's right.
Oh, God, we were as well.
Yeah. Thanks to Delightful Kate, who recommended us. Thank you, Kate. Also in the article. But if you go to USA Today and look up us. not us, not the film, us.
Just we're not that famous. Look up us.
Just look up us. That's them. Those idiots. So yeah, but if you look up, I can put a link to it in the notes or whatever.
It was actually all right.
It was a really good if I do say so myself, and I am floating my own boat here. That doesn't mean that I'm wanking, by the way. But I thought it was a really nice representation of swinging and ethical non-monogamy in the press, and it felt balanced.
Yeah, I actually did.
It wasn't titillating.
I didn't read it and cringe.
I didn't get my tits out on any of the pictures. I wasn't promoting my OnlyFans. It was great. It was really nice just to read something that was a bit balanced, to be fair.
It was good.
And had it not been us, you know, I'm sure it would have been some other bugger that was doing a good job of it. But I felt like we did a good job.
We did.
Well done, us, despite all the shit that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. We've managed to pull something solid out the bag there.
I like the fact that it was like, what are we doing now? Who's talking to us? Why are they talking to us? What's it about? Just be fine. Just show up and talk.
And so I did.
Just monologue. You'll be fine.
So those are the TV shows then that we watched.
Those are the TV shows that we watched, or at least the ones that we're going to talk about. We're not going to give an overview of Breaking Bad and El Camino.
I mean, damn, that's good. I would recommend Breaking Bad again and again.
That's a level of television above Capital Thruple and, you know, Game of Keys. 100%. Less sex in it, probably.
Way less sex.
Mm. Less naughtiness. Generally less attractive people overall. But better television in general, much more
entertaining. Would you say any of the people in Couple to Thruple then were particularly attractive?
Ooh, some of them were all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I couldn't name any of them. I couldn't tell you any of their names.
I probably could. I really absorbed it.
Yeah, I know you did. But I don't think there was anyone that I was like, oh yeah, they're really hot. Like really hot. Yeah. But they weren't like awful, unattractive people.
No, I would agree.
So, you know, that's...
It helps that we got like a bunch of quite good looking people then.
Yeah. No, none of them was like a hunchback, or I don't know there's anything wrong with being a hunchback, but it was like deformed or awful or...
Yeah.
Again, nothing wrong with this, but they picked a particularly attractive bunch of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not sure whether that makes it better television or not, really.
As we went through it, it did remind me a lot of Big Brother.
There was definitely a Big Brother element to it. It was a bit like Swing in that sort of the Playboy show Swing, in that, you know, it's a couple going into a house and sort of trying something that along those sort of lines. Mm. Except at least with Swing, it was very quickly over, and like you had each couple had one episode. So if you didn't like them, it was relatively painless. Whereas if you don't like someone on this show, they're fucking around forever and a day.
Yeah, it was very Big Brother-y. There was lots of like diary room type things.
Diary room type things?
You know where they like go and sit in the diary room?
Oh, they do a single person to camera.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I don't, what's he going to say? Who knows what he's going to say? Yeah. Even though they've probably recorded that after it's happened stuff like that. Okay. It's all the sort of trash that you can imagine.
Yeah.
I would say.
Great stuff. And what I really liked at the end, actually, and this is good, at the end, they give you a recap of where they are now. And
I thought
that was really helpful.
Really helpful. Where to avoid.
Because you go through thinking, oh my goodness, are we going to stay together? What are we going to do? And at the end, they do give you a summary of what's happened.
Like a murder mystery, like what happens at the back of it, like a true story kind of thing. Yeah.
I actually thought it was quite well done.
Okay. The fact that they gave you some closure meant that you can now move on with your life.
I mean, I was going to Google it, but didn't need to now.
Because it was right there in front of you. So we have had some people come and write to us or get in touch with us and have a question for you, Mrs. H.
For me?
For you. Who else am I going to... Like, that's why I said Mrs. H.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, you were asked this question on Saturday night.
I was?
Yeah.
Shit.
Right. So your question is,
Do I need to go and like make some inquiries?
Well, no, you can answer it and then we'll work through it, right?
Okay.
Okay. When are you having your date?
Oh, that question.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good question.
I know. I just asked it.
Well, it depends on a lot of things, Mr. H.
Okay.
And obviously the main factor in all this is we were interrupted with the flow of things because of my dad's untimely demise. And that has put a little bit of a, it has slowed things down a little bit.
You could have gone out the very next day. It would have been, you'd have been fine.
No, I couldn't. That's not true. So that genuinely has just delayed things because obviously we've taken some time away not to think about all the other stuff we were talking about.
Yeah.
And so that's the first thing. The second thing, and as I said right at the beginning of all this, is I'm very much going to be led by how you're feeling in this, because I never wanted this to be me pressuring you or a kind of a tit for tat thing, because I said you could go on a date and...
Well, if it was a tit for tat thing, right, yeah. I'd go find some tits and then you'd come back covered in tattoos. And that would be exactly how you read it.
No.
It would be.
No.
Yeah.
I just didn't want you thinking it had to be reciprocated within a time frame at all, because I'd let you go on a date. And I said right at the beginning, if you don't want me to, for whatever reason, if you don't think you it's something you want to have in your life at all, then we won't do it. But if you want to, you know, visit it and think about it and talk about it, great. I'm happy to do that. But I do need to be very much led by what you don't want to happen.
Well, I think the difficulty is that, like, I'm not organising this for you.
No, I'm not saying you have to organise it.
No, but I think if I'm not organising something, then it tends not to happen.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow, okay.
So I think there is a, you know, I think I'm in a space where I'm comfortable, but I think the longer it drags out, the more I think I'm likely to worry about it.
Right, you just want me to get on with it.
Not quite to that level, but to a certain extent, yes. I think if I'm left to sort of, you know what I'm like, if I'm left to think it to my own devices, then eventually I'll get to overthinking it. I'll get past the, hey, I'm fine with this, and into the, oh my God, the world is going to end if this happens, because that's the way that I work. But also, you know, there was time before all of this stuff happened where, you know, you had the opportunity to kind of think about it and start moving it, but I don't think you've done that. So I don't know whether it's a lack of interest in doing it.
It's not a lack of interest.
Okay.
It was more cautious trepidation about not quite knowing how a landscape looked.
Okay.
That. And so we did have some talks about it, you and I. You know, we went out for a few drinks and had another little chat about it before this happened. But we didn't actually get to a point where we kind of understood fully how a narrative of this would play out. I think what we had established is it probably needed to be somebody known to us.
Yeah.
Because the idea of bringing a completely unknown person into the mix just felt a little bit unsafe. and it might just completely throw you into a deep end.
Well, I think it would have thrown either one of us had it been someone that we didn't know.
And I think it needs to be somebody known.
Okay.
So that kind of narrows it down a little bit. But then we've got the geographical element to take into account, because all the people that we do know, we don't necessarily all live handily.
No, they aren't.
within half an hour away.
Is that how far you're prepared to try?
No, but logistically, there has to be some level of organisation with this. And if people live far away, then that's not so easy to work out.
Correct.
So there's that. And then, you know, the other thing is I haven't actually spoken to any of these potential people anyway yet to see how they feel about being, you know, my date and not having you around.
Because, I mean, obviously, hey, they're going to be really, really happy that I'm not going to be there.
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, we, you know, as a couple, we're a very different dynamic to just one of us, because, you know, we as a couple, we're probably looking for slightly different things than one of us would be.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's also a consideration we need to take into account. We probably need to have a chat with people.
Yeah.
See how we feel. So is that. and all the other third parties that kind of sit alongside that, you know, will their other half be happy with it? And but all these logistical things, it's not as easy as just messaging someone and going, hey, do you fancy a date with me?
Well, I think there is an element of being at, like, messaging someone and kind of starting that that conversation.
There is.
So I think, you know, we had this chat a few weeks, in fact, before your
we
dad
did, yeah.
Went to join the choir Invisible. Keep mm-hmm. doling these out.
Yeah.
But I don't think you've necessarily done anything about it.
No,
following
I haven't,
that.
No.
So, and it is a question, because we got asked this on Saturday, we're chatting to some friends and they're like, so what's happening with your date then? Mr. H had a date with Secret Vixen. What's Mrs. H doing?
And very true.
Which is true. And to a certain extent, I'm kind of like, okay, what is your thought on this whole piece?
Okay. And so if we're talking about a like-for-like experience, mm-hmm. your date involved you having sex with somebody else when I was not there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to ask you if my date could incorporate the same, how would you feel about that?
I think, well, to be fair, that's what I'm kind of expecting.
Oh, okay. So that's what you're expecting.
Yeah, I think.
You weren't expecting it just to be a social couple of drinks.
No, I didn't. Plus, I know what you're like. You're very handsy when it comes to the ladies. So the chances of you being able to behave yourself are minimal.
Fine. I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
With me and my handsy hands.
Yeah, your handsy hands, your roaming hands and lips
really
that get
not.
Everywhere and anywhere. Like a womble across
you
Wimbledon
do not
Common.
Go everywhere. What have the wombles got to do with it?
You're wombling around.
That's something quite different. It's given a real strange vibe to it now. Yeah, and Mrs. H might be dressed as a womble.
Why are you dressed as a
I
womble?
I don't know. You've put the idea in my head.
Listen, I do Orinoco.
I do have some womble pants.
You do have some wombling pants.
I do. It says I love to recycle on the back of them.
Which is so ironic because so you can't recycle for love nor money. I've seen
oh
your attempts.
God.
I think so. And I'm going to stray off into a slightly different story here. You actually recycled a fucking plant going back a few weeks
because
ago.
Because I thought it would go back into the ground.
And that's how recycling works? Is that what they do with all the metal?
It's something that like gets put back into the environment and then
it grows
again.
I came home
yes.
and I put some recycling into the recycling bin and I was like, oh, there's not much space. What's this? It's a full-on fucking plant that you just shunted in there.
It was a dead plant.
Yes, but it's still
and I thought
pot
maybe
and all.
It would just rejoin the earth. I thought that's what I could do with recycling things.
Okay.
So by recycling my plants.
Yeah, your pants that say I love recycling really means you like putting things in bins in your head. I think that's really where we've
I
got
like
to with
throw
it.
Things away.
Yeah.
Well,
take
fine.
That Orinoco, you bastard.
Yeah, well. and was it making good use of the things
that we find the things that the
everyday
folks leave behind.
Hence the dead plant. Like, I didn't need
Can you
anymore.
Remember the days when you weren't behind the times?
Fuck off.
Have you got a map of the world? Right, okay. Moving onward. So at some point that we're going to find out some news and we'll update you, one assumes.
Do you think, I mean, how do I handle this? Do I just reach out to all my female people I know in the lifestyle and ask them?
I think that reaching out to all of them is probably not the best
Reaching out approach. To all of them.
At once. That's probably not a great idea.
Just generate one carefully crafted message and just ping it out.
Yeah, that feels really inauthentic.
Hey, XXX.
Plus,
how do you fancy?
Plus you'll be like, right, so I've had 20 people have come back of the 20 I messaged saying, yes, that would be lovely.
Don't be ridiculous. Not all 20 of them will come back and say yes, I'm sure.
But yeah, it might take them a couple of days, but they'll come back and say yes, right? Say that happens.
You're being very nice.
I might be being very nice, but I'm also aware of how attractive people find you.
Sometimes.
And there are also people that we know, so therefore there is a good chance that they will be interested in you because
Maybe.
We've probably played with them before, one imagines, right?
Okay.
So there's a good... So then 20 people come back and then you're like...
This is sounding better and better.
What do you do then? Do you have just one big mega date? I don't think so.
You mean I can have that?
No, you cannot have that.
I mean, that would be really easy.
And then you have to let them, like 19 of them down gently and say, well, actually, Jim Bob here came back first. So
fastest finger.
Yeah, because that's what you really need. I wanted the fastest fingers in my friendship group with which to come back and service me. The rest of you took too long, were too slow.
I don't want to be serviced. That's not what this is about.
Okay.
Leave my fast fingers out of it.
But that's the cause and effect of which you've yeah.
Anyway.
There we go.
Fine.
That's your
So I need to figure this out, how to do it.
Put it on a newsletter.
How to approach someone and ask them. I mean, how else would I do it? How would you do it?
Well
we did it anyway.
I just just had a conversation.
Fine. But it was easy for you.
Yeah, because I'm amazing. No, because circumstances meant that we had a very different approach for ours.
Yes, we did.
That wasn't, I don't think, because we'd had that conversation a little bit before anyway, so I don't think it was a massive amount to speak to Secret Stag and Secret Vixen about this and kind of say, well, this is what's been in our heads.
Yeah.
Are you happy with that? Because they already knew this was something that we were talking about. So you've got to find someone that you've talked to this about already, or someone that's listened to the podcast. Good luck with that. Because no, those fuckers
are. You're no bloody help at all with this.
I'm tons of help.
What help can you offer me?
What help can I offer you? This is the thing. This is what I meant. Because if I don't do it.
I'm not asking to do it.
No. But generally, if it's lifestyle related, if I haven't suggested it.
Right.
Then it and done the initial connecting of the dots, then it doesn't happen.
I mean, no, I add value.
Yeah, I didn't say you don't add value. It's just that you don't come up with the ideas very often. You don't do the hey, let's do this. That's not your forte. Your forte is what happens with us, right? Gentle listener, is that I'll go, oh, messaging people, would it be great if we caught up? And they're like, yeah, what dates have you got? And then I'm like, right, Mrs. H, what dates have we got? You provide the dates. Then I'm like, why don't we do this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and this? That's how it works. You are the chief diary keeper.
Yay.
And the restrictor of fun. We can't do that. That's way too expensive. We can't. Why are you trying to invite 20 more people to this?
Yeah, but that sounds like me.
Yes, you are the restrictor of my fun.
No, I'm just adding some level of responsibility and logic to things.
Yes.
And realism, because, you know, you're not some millionaire, unfortunately.
All right. So I'll write the text for you. Mm-hmm. All right, sweet cheeks. Fancy a go on my clunge?
Oh, perfect. My God. No, absolutely not. You are not writing it. And that is not what I would ever say.
Minge?
No, absolutely not. This is horrible.
Lady garden?
Stop it.
Hey, sugar tits. Want to go on this lady garden? Take me out to dinner and this can be yours. What are you eating tonight? Taco?
Oh my God, stop it. No, not happening. No, that's not what I would do.
Is it not? Okay, all right. We'll take this.
And also, what if whoever I ask...
Says no. Yeah.
Or says yes just to appease me because I've, you know, maybe they think, oh shit, if I say no, like not only has like she gone through some grief, but also...
Hang on.
Don't know. Maybe they don't know how to say no. It'd be really weird, right?
Why are you...
I'm overthinking it all.
Yes, more than... I am overthinking anything.
And you overthink everything.
Yeah, I do. But I overthink in reality. Like what might actually happen. They might say no, right?
Mm.
But they're not going to go yes and then spend 6 days or whatever in advance like going, shit, I shouldn't have said yes. I really regret this decision. I'm only doing it because her father's dead and she needs to be fucked by a woman.
God,
like, you know, that's I don't think anyone in their right mind is. Plus, we said that it would be people that we've played with before.
Yeah, yeah.
So actually, they have played with you before. And if one assumes they may want to do it again unless you've put them off women for life.
Maybe, yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully you've put them off women for life. Well, that's a very strange turn, but okay, I'm prepared to run with it.
This is hard.
Yeah, this is taking a real thing. Anyway, if you've got any recommendations, gentle listener, on how Mrs. H should send this message, maybe turn up at the door with some flowers and a vibrator or something, a strap on. I don't know. Something like that. It'd be awkward if the kids answer, but that's okay.
That's just awful.
But if you've got better suggestions than mine, which I'm sure you do, I do have some sensible suggestions, of course, yes. I would suggest that you just reach out to the first person that's in your head. That you are interested in that way and just drop them a message and just say, hey, this is what we've been talking about. Would you be interested in going on a date and possibly some playtime? No worries if not. That's okay. I won't take it personally. That's it.
Big corporate. But yes.
I'm a corporate fucking writer. What do you expect? But that's how I would frame it, because I think it gives them this is what we've been talking about. So it shows that I'm on the same page.
Yeah.
The are you interested, which is the information that you want. And the if you're not interested, then I won't take it personally, whatever it is your emotional get out. So if they say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling that right now, or I'm not too sure how I feel about it, then you feel okay because you've given them that out yourself.
Here's another question.
Yes.
Am I then allowed to message people separately to start this?
I assume
because
that,
we don't have separate chats.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you're going to.
Well, I hadn't asked. I was going to ask you how we do this.
I think we have a lot of separate chats.
Not really.
We do have quite a few.
I really don't have, maybe two.
I think you've got about five or six.
Absolute rubbish.
Normally with men, strangely enough.
Yeah. But not to arrange dates.
Not to arrange dates, no.
I might have some separate Pokemon chats.
You might have Pokemon chats. You might have chats with people just to keep in touch and to arrange catch-ups.
Okay, so I'm allowed to have a reach out separately.
You can reach out separately and just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. And then you can also say, hey, if you want me to chat to your partner about it, that's great. Whatever.
And do you want to see these messages?
Probably I'd like the option to see them.
How much involvement do you want with this?
How much involvement?
I don't mean like, you know, I don't mean, hey, you want to follow me around all night. I mean, what's your state of mind about how much you is kind of presented to you about what's happening?
I'm not sure.
That's important to give me an idea of what might freak you out and what you're kind of hoping will be shared with you.
I think it's a tricky one. And I talked a little bit about this with Secret Stag in the last episode. Which
I should
actually
probably listen to that.
You have listened to it. And yeah, I bet you don't remember a word of what I'm talking about. I think part of it is that traditionally you don't really talk about what you do with other people.
Right.
You're not a natural storyteller or
no.
And you're not a natural hey, isn't this exciting? Aren't you excited about that's not your thing?
No.
So I'm not sure how convincing that would be if that's part of my requirement for you doing this.
Is that one of your requirements though?
I don't think it is. I mean, when I went on my date, you wanted like pictures and wanted to know what was going on.
I would have liked to.
Yeah.
Have seen.
So I think
some level of input.
And I think that's kind of where my head's at. If only just for the hassle of making you take pictures.
Motherfucker. I mean, that's, you know, I'm really good at that. As you know.
No, you're not. So I think there is an element of that. I think talking about it afterwards, I think, is probably of more interest to me. Mm. But and I guess talking about the general arrangement and kind of what's going on is fine because I want to know what's going on, but I don't need to know every single conversation. But equally, I feel like if I am feeling like there's, you know, like a whole relationship developing or something, then I probably do want to know about it and do want to know what's going on.
Okay. And the date itself, when we finally get to the point where I've actually arranged something.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd want to see visual snapshots of what's going on?
I think it would be nice to have some pictures. I don't expect you to take lots because I know you don't. And I know you hate every picture you take of yourself.
Yeah, maybe.
So I imagine that 3/4 of your date would probably be you trying to get just one picture. So there is an element of that. I think,
hey babe, look at this great dog.
Yeah, look at the cats I saw in the thing. So I think it would be nice to have that. I think you'd have expected the same had the circumstances of mine been different.
Yeah.
So I think had Secret Vixen and I gone to a hotel or something like that, you probably would have wanted something.
Yeah, maybe something.
So
not like loads, that's impractical, and I think it might take away from the experience you're having anyway. If you have to stop and take pictures, that must be a bit annoying.
Yeah, you're already annoyed about it and you're not doing it.
No, I think it's probably important to try and help the other person who's not involved in a date to have some level of input in the whole thing, if that's what's
I agree. I think that
needed.
The trouble is, I find it very hard to sort of get to that point when you haven't actually spoken to anyone.
No, I know.
So it's, you know, and I am a great overthinker and over planner and visualizer of what might happen. Strategist, whatever we want to call it. You know, I'm generally pretty good at that, but this is kind of like, it's hard to imagine what it might be like when I don't know whom it is you're seeing and how, where you're going, what that is. So therefore I find it really hard to put myself in the picture of what I might require from that particular situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Cool. Well, we've managed to drag this out for a solid 50 minutes. I don't know how the fuck we managed to do that. Clearly, we are still alive and kicking with our podcasting abilities.
Yeah.
We hope that you've enjoyed that random discussion, random reviews of stuff and update on our general lives. I think One of the things that, you know, I really want to reiterate that everyone that's been sort of supporting and helping us and coming to see us and dropping messages and checking in on us, even to this day, has been incredible. And I think this is real proof that the lifestyle, when you find the right tribe and you find the right people, is can be something life-changing. And it's helped us no end. And, you know, from Kate flying over to sort of Secret Stag and Secret Vixen showing up randomly to surprise us, His Cook Her Tail actually supporting at the funeral, to, you know, friends that have,
wonderful.
That have sent flowers. Everyone has been incredible, and we do thank you, and we honestly can't convey how much we love you for your help. And I do think it's important to stress that.
Very much so.
So on that note, right?
Yes.
So coming up, we've got the pajama party, which we'll have done by now. We'll have the black and white ball, which we'll be nearly doing. And then we've got the social in May, and we've got some other stuff coming up, and we'll talk about that soon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But until that, Mrs. H, do your thing.
Thank you for hopping into our bed.
You've got a joke that you want to share. Can you share the joke with me?
Well, Mr. H, I have not one joke, but two jokes for your delectation.
I've got two jokes from my head to the ground. Two jokes.
Yeah.
It's been two jokes since you laughed at me.
I really enjoyed these jokes.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I have not heard these jokes yet.
No, I know you haven't.
But I may have heard the jokes. But this is
a, also, so, a very special listener gave me these jokes, I'll have you know.
A very special listener.
Do you know who gave me these jokes?
Now, did you get them in person?
Yes.
Was it at the...
Not allowed to name them.
Was it at the social?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to figure out who gave me these jokes.
Okay. And when did we meet them?
You've met this person a lot.
This person a lot?
Mm.
Is it one of Team Secret?
No.
Not?
No.
Hmm, and I've met them a lot.
Quite a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, right? You just don't know, do you? Mm. I'm going to tell you.
I reckon I might know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
Is it someone that you have a private chat with?
Oh, yeah, but not for the reasons you think.
No, but it is someone you have a private chat
with.
Yeah. There we go. Those chats that you don't have that don't exist.
Ah, but when you find out who this is, you'll understand that.
Okay, right. Go for it then.
It's our pet sitter.
Is it?
So I'm giving an honourable shout out to my wonderful pet sitter, who I will not name, obviously, for obvious reasons. But he's a very wonderful man.
Okay.
And...
does he listen now?
Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
We'll find out. But he provided these jokes for this podcast.
All
so
right.
Maybe he does.
Okay.
And I do have a private chat with him.
Yeah, I know you do, see?
And you have met him many times.
Yeah, I know.
There you go, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, these are wonderful jokes.
Okay.
Right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, if you know the punchlines, because you'll probably work them out, because they're quite nerdy.
I'm going to blurt them out.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare spoil this.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. If R2 is short for R2-D2 and C3 is short for C3PO, what's Luke short for?
Go on then.
I know you know the answer. It's a stormtrooper. Did you know?
I did know that one, yeah.
Fuck you. And here's my second one.
Okay.
So have I told you about my joke about gaslighting?
No.
Yes, I have.
I think, right? I think.
Oh, come on. Are you not entertained?
I am. I reckon.
Go on then.
That you've had that joke done on you by Secret Stag before.
Oh, maybe, but I don't. I don't even know. He's gaslighting
me. You don't even know if I'm gaslighting you or not, do you?
Joke keeps on giving.